Thank you very much, Mr. Wan. Ms. Bell.
For the remarks, I think it's
clear.
Oh, no, it's on.
It's on. I think we all agree that, you know, risk reduction is important. We don't necessarily all agree on process, but everyone here really shares the view that we should be working together to prevent nuclear use and nuclear war. We all agree that risk reduction is not a substitute or an alternative to disarmament, and given that agreement, we can focus together on how to actualize and implement risk reduction measures, as well as arms control and nonproliferation measures. It's not one or the other. We can do both. The United States agrees that nuclear weapons states bear a special responsibility to advance nuclear disarmament. We all have the exact same obligations under Article 6 and should be moving in that direction, but I can assure you that achieving a world without nuclear weapons will not be a spectator sport. We need everyone participating. We need everyone supporting the arms control and nonproliferation architecture in word and deed, even when it might come at some political or economic cost. In that vein, I want to thank delegations who called for Russia to reverse its decision to undermine New START and to return to full compliance and implementation. The United States could not agree more. We understand that arms control measures like New START reduce nuclear risks, and that we cannot reduce nuclear risks or enable and actualize disarmament without arms control. New START is in all of our security interests, and our actions should reflect that. There was a question from the Chinese delegation about the value of a moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. I guess I'd be curious about the value of any country continuing to produce fissile material for use in nuclear weapons, and how that production would help reduce nuclear risks. In my opinion, a moratorium sets the stage for the long overdue negotiation of a fissile material cutoff treaty, and demonstrates that all countries are ready to negotiate such a treaty in good faith. In closing, I would just say, 60 years ago, in the aftermath of the Cuban Missile Crisis, our efforts to pursue nuclear risk reduction began in earnest. It was in June of that year that President Kennedy gave a speech at American University. I commend the whole speech. It's quite good, but I'll just focus on the end. In talking about the efforts and challenges of reducing global threats and nuclear risks, President Kennedy noted, quote, "We are not helpless before the task or hopeless of its success," end quote. That's a sentiment I think that's wholly applicable to the challenges we're facing today. And here at the CD, there are diverse views, no doubt, and multiple challenges, but this body has a history of creating solutions together, and the United States believes risk reduction can be a part of those solutions. Thank you.